Zoomer Radio, the Eagles from 1975 and the Beatles from 1965 on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Erin O'Toole out, and Manitoba MP Candace Bergen has been named interim leader of the Federal Conservatives. Jane's been talking about it all morning. Where does the party go from here, though, and what needs to change? And do Conservative troubles maybe give the reigning Liberals a little breathing room? Our guest is veteran pollster Nick Nanos of Nanos Research. Good to have you back on the Morning Zoom, Nick.
Great to join you and all your listeners.
Nick, I know the answer to this, but I want to hear you embellish in terms of your thoughts. What problems do the Conservatives face that are deeper than finding the next leader?
Oh, wow. This sounds like Hemingway, Let Me Count the Ways. the fact of the matter is, so there are a couple things. First of all, the Conservatives, and this is true for any party that wants to govern, has to be united. They have to be united in terms of their vision and united behind their leader. And right now, what we have is a Conservative Party that is not united behind its leader and not united in vision. And that is the fundamental problem. So the question is, for the Conservatives, right now it looks like it's more civil war than war against the Liberals. And they have to figure out, for example, the trucking protest. What is their position, their clear position as a party with the trucking protest? Because, you know, if you go on social media, you see former leader Andrew Scheer and other caucus members from Saskatchewan posing, giving a thumbs up and smiling with the truckers, showing their support for the trucking protest. And then there are other members of the caucus who they're just a little more distant. So the Conservatives, basically, if they want to have any chance to form a government and challenge the Liberals, they have to get their act together in terms of what their message is and get behind a leader.
I'm hearing from Conservative listeners this morning who say when the party stops caring what Liberals think of them, they'll be better off.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't care about what Liberals think of them, but they should care about what Canadians think of them, because the fact of the matter is that the center has been vacated by the Liberals, because the Liberals are, for all intents and purposes, a new Democratic left-wing party. I know they are Liberals, but just looking at what they do, this is the most progressive Liberal party that we've seen in a very, very long time. And the Conservatives have been veering more to the right. And that means that the center is vacated. That's where most of the votes are. That's where the swing voters are. But here's the good news for the Conservatives. The good news for the Conservatives is that Canadians are very pragmatic. They're not ideological. So if the Conservatives can fashion a vision, a forward vision that's true to their values, but that is more practical and pragmatic, that could resonate with voters.
Well, what do voters think about the Conservatives, the Liberals, and the NDP at this moment? Do you have a flavor of what the electorate is thinking? I know we're probably months and months away from an election, but how is it playing out at the moment?
Well, it's not good news for the Liberals or the Conservatives right now. When we look at our polling numbers, both the Liberals and the Conservatives are at or a little below 30%, and the Conservatives numerically are just marginally ahead of the Liberals. That's actually quite bad news for the Liberals, because the New Democrats are in the low 20s, and when the Liberals go below 30 and the NDP enters into the 20s, you get a vote split. Here's the ironic twist in all of this. We do seat projections every week, and we look at how popular support converts into seats. So right now, you know, we have, in the last election, I think the Liberals had about a 40-seat advantage over the Conservatives. Well, that 40-seat advantage is actually today only a 12-seat advantage. The Conservatives have closed the gap, mainly because the New Democrats have been picking up support and splitting the vote. So the ironic twist in all of this is that the Conservatives have turfed their leader when, from a seat projection perspective, they're doing better than they ever have in the last 2 years, because the Liberals are still unpopular and some of those progressive voters are currently parking with the New Democrats.
Well, maybe the answer is then no new leader.
Yeah. Well, no leader. Here's another thing. This is what we should watch out for. Parties without leaders are usually more popular because there's nothing to repel people. So, you know what? We might see the Conservative numbers without a leader actually go up, because there won't be an individual for people to latch onto, either to like or dislike.
Wow. Good stuff. Thank you so much, Nick. Appreciate your perspective.
That was fun.
Veteran pollster Nick Nanos of Nanos Research.